Hey, welcome to Fresh Right 5, episode 137. In this episode, you're going to hear some reflections of my walking during the week. But what's most important for me this week is that we started our fusion program at school and got students in the building, and we got into the messy. Well, this week ends with the messy. Embrace the messy. Check it out. And without further ado, here's episode 137, Fresh Air at 5.
I'm Chris Nessie, host of Behind the Mic, Voices of the EPN, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to Fresh Air at 5, the podcast. I'm your host, Brian Carpenter. Fresh Air at 5 is my regular attempt to exercise by walking about my neighborhood to take in podcast content, then reflect in an unedited video, which I finally post to my Twitter channel. This podcast will be a regular collection of the audio from these selfie videos. You can follow me on Twitter at Fresh Air at 5 or check out my website, briancarpenter.com, for other content I have created and collected. Hey, PLN, September 11, 2023. It was a long time ago when that fateful day in New York City happened. And I remember where I was. I was just walking into work when it was around 9 o'clock in New York when the TV was on. It was early here on the West Coast. And I remember seeing those images of the travesty that occurred. And yes, that was a long time ago, lest we forget that, we've got a world that isn't always at peace. And, so we need to keep working on creating kind people in our classrooms. Kindness is important because if it gets out of control, it can manifest itself in very negative ways in our world. All right. History. Here we are. I listened to episode 158 of the Tech Tools for Teachers podcast, as Shannon Martin brings us three things that happened in the past, that are happening. She's discovered two websites. One is the Smithsonian Institute for Kids. Actually, it's the Smithsonian History Explorer, but it's good for kids. And so the History Explorer of the Smithsonian allows you to look up topics and technologies and other historical things. So that's pretty nifty that you can do that at the Smithsonian. I've been to the Smithsonian twice in my life, in Washington, D.C., to the Air and Space Museum. And, I was going to go there when I was in university with my buds, but then we had exams after spring break, so we decided to cancel that road trip to the East Coast from Calgary. All right, second website that she's bringing us that has some great historical resources is the Metropolitan Museum of Art for Kids. So it's called Met Kids, and you have to find it by Google searching. This is what Fuzz suggested. Google search, first thing that comes up is Met Kids. And in there, they've got a way to level your searches, level the content, so it's appropriate for youngers or not, and it's great. Thanks, Shanna. We'll talk to you. Have a good day. Bye. One more thing for September 11, 2023. Let's Go Glimmer Hunting is the title of Teach Happier Season 4, Episode 1. Congratulations, Suzanne, on arriving here at your fourth season. It's pretty exciting as we watch the numbers go up and the counts, and you're almost at 60,000 downloads. That's super fantastic. This guy's podcast right here is nowhere near that. But that's okay. I'm not doing it for that reason. So we got to remember why we're doing this. All right. Your title is called Let's Go Glimmer Hunting. What is a glimmer? A glimmer is an opposite thing from a trigger. A trigger is something that sets us off negatively, you know, and we have a negative visceral reaction to. A glimmer is something that is hopeful, joyful, something that brings senses of gratitude and other things like that. You explain it so much better, Suzanne, in your article. So let's have you go listen to Suzanne's article, her podcast article, and a media article, and listen to what she has to say about glimmers. You know, this morning, a glimmer, something that brings me joy, is looking up into the sky and seeing Venus and the moon hanging in the sky. It's not cloudy. That's nice. I really like that. And we're able to, you know, be outside. It's plus 14 degrees Celsius. Live in a beautiful part of the world. And I am joyful and grateful for this space that I get to walk in. All right. That's all I got for here. I got another podcast to go listen to. So, you should go listen to it as well for yourself. All right, have a good day. Okay, see you soon. Bye. The last saying for September 11, 2023. Check out the Innovators Mindset podcast. Interview that came out this week with George Koros as he talks with Cale Burke, the author of Navigating Leadership Drift, Observable Impact on Rigorous Learning. And Cale, it's great to hear your voice again. I recently heard your voice as you talked with Tom Shimmer on the Tom Shimmer podcast, episode 107, about a month ago. And it was good to hear you talk about your thoughts again. As you talk about leadership, you talk about impact in the classroom, you talk about making a difference in students' lives, and how do leaders in the senior leadership of an organization in education affect what is going on in the classroom. In today's episode on the Innovators Mindset podcast, you talk with George and ask the questions about strategic plans in districts and what do teachers actually know about those strategic plans. How do we as the teachers in the classroom that go about our things understand what the vision and mission of the district is? Truly, I am not as aware as I probably should be of those things in my district. And is that a fault of mine? Or is that a fault of leadership? Or is it just a thing? I think it's just a thing. And as teachers, we need to be talked about school plans and how those school plans are to affect our classroom. And school plans are supposed to be informed by, you know, district plans and strategic plans and things like that. So the answer is for all of us to know the things. But that's a lot easier said than done, because our time is spent. It is full and rich, and we don't necessarily have all that opportunity. But how do we learn about these things? District admin days for Pro Ds when we have large gatherings. Keynote speakers that speak actually to these kinds of things. Our superintendents actually addressing the masses of teachers and leaders below them about these things. All right, thanks guys. Appreciate it. Take a listen to this episode. Okay, bye. Hey, PLN, September 12, 2023. It is the first day of our Fusion program. Kids are coming to our school today, and I'm super excited to meet them and start working with them as we get going on learning about technologies and ADST and media design. And my colleague is working on robotics, and we got PE in the building, and just encouraging students in their academic pursuits in their online courses. So that's happening today. So it's a full day, and it's game time pretty soon. So I'm excited about that. But first, I got out for my walk this morning. Needed to do that. I didn't feel like it because I'm like, oh, I can justify it. I can just stay in bed, or I can get up and I can start working on my computer to get some more marking done, things like that. But I'm like, nope, self-care. I gotta take care of myself. So this is a pause in my day of all the fullness to pause and care for myself. So I'm out here. And it's beautiful. It's cloudy this morning. I can see some stars through the thin clouds, so it's not overcast. Yes, we're supposed to potentially get rain later today. All right, this morning I listened to the Tom Schimmer podcast. And good morning, Tom. I hope you're doing well in Phoenix as you are teaching and working down there with consulting. So thanks for doing all the work that you do and making a difference. Your podcast makes a difference for me because it affects my outlook and things that I think about. And so, yes, I appreciate that. Okay, I'm going to come back in one more thing here with my thoughts about this podcast. If you haven't listened to this podcast, take a listen to Tom Schimmer podcast, episode 108, as Tom brings us some thoughts about behavior, discipline, and assessment. Okay, talk to you soon. Hang on. One more thing for September 12th, 2023. I just said that I was going to talk about episode 109, not 108, 109 of the Tom Schimmer podcast. As Tom brings us three thoughts, he brings us act towards in the first segment. He talks about discipline as a noun and then judging holistically in assessment corner. Acting towards is about having goals that you're headed towards and you're behaving as you're working towards those things with behaviors that will get you to those things. Tom, I look at my fishing career back in the day and I saw people fishing and I wanted to fish and I went to the fishing shop and I started behaviors that got me to the place that I am today, that I am a fisherman, I am a competent fisherman, I tie flies and all those things. But those things just didn't happen overnight. I've got some friends that are like, man, I want to fish like you. Well, I'm like, okay, well, then you gotta get started doing some things. One, we got to go fishing together. Oh, I don't have time for that. Just kind of like you talked about writing the book. But they want to do what I do, right? And it's about, you know, having an attitude of getting towards that. So I like that, how you talked about that. That's a really cool. That's good. So we have to put behaviors in our life that get us toward something. And, you know, people are like, I want to be an NHL hockey player. Well, are you playing hockey today? Oh, no, but I want to do that. Well, it starts when you're young, and it's a lifetime experience. All right, discipline is a noun compared to discipline as a verb. Discipline as a verb is disciplining students, as opposed to discipline as a noun of growing a disciplined student. That, you know, someone that is has regulation and ability to manage themselves and make decisions that are good for them in our society. Good stuff. I just had another Twitter post that I talked with Jasbir Singh about these kind of the same kind of thing. All right, and lastly, judging holistically compared to, by the numbers, it's important that at the end of the day, we look holistically at how a student's performance is and use our professional judgment to make decisions outside of even what the grade book says. All right, thanks so much. We'll talk to you later. Have a great day. Okay, bye. The last thing for September 12, 2023, I just wrapped up my listening of the audio book reading by Dave Schmidto, Bold Humility, a book he wrote 5 years ago that this summer he took time to read to us. So if you want to check out his book, I would encourage you to do so. Chapter 9 was called Who I Am Today, and Dave talks about how he's gotten to where he is today and that he hasn't done it alone. And that he's a professional thief, like many of us are as educators, because we read and learn and borrow and then make into our own who we are today. And that's, you know, I'm not here because of just the things that I've done, but it's because of all the people that I have worked with along the way. So chapter 9, that's what chapter 9 is. Chapter 10, you need some tweets from the book. Dave gives you the tweets. You can put out little quotes from each of the chapters. He breaks it down. So thanks, Dave. That's fantastic. Dave, I really appreciate you taking the time to share your book. Yes, it's another medium that you can get your book out to the people, so that, you know, people can listen to it and get the message. But I really appreciate the fact that you did take the time to do that. Less of a reader and more of an audio listener appreciated that. All right, all, have a fabulous day. Time to get back home, get a cup of coffee, and get going, because we've got Fusion coming on today at my school. Have a good day. Okay, bye-bye. Hey, PLN, September 14, 2023. Welcome to Thursday. It's a beautiful, clear morning, still dark out. Can see Orion in the sky and Venus. Moon's gone because I think it's a new moon at this point, but that's okay. We're moving around and things are moving along. So as we are moving through this month, we are going to get to our fall equinox. The seasons are, you know, already changing. It's not as hot this year as it was last year, thankfully, and things are moving along. So this morning, and I'm grateful for all of these things I just mentioned. This morning as I'm walking, I listened to episode 71 of Evolving with Gratitude, as Lainey Rao has on guest and friend Julie Schmidt-Hassen, who is a professor of educational administration leadership at Appalachian University. And I say that incorrectly, like most of the world, from what I just heard Julie pronounce it as on the podcast. And she works with graduate students doing research about education and about qualitative research about understanding what makes educators successful and how people have learned in the past in those people's classes. And she has a book called Pause, Ponder, and Persist, which is come out recently. It came out. And I like how it's related to the gratitude framework that Lainey shares in this episode by somebody else, and I can't remember who that is. But the whole pause, ponder, and persist. We need to pause and be present in our moment so we can actually pause and pay attention to what's going on, the ponder. While we're doing all that, we need to persist in moving forward in having a mindset of that. And she calls it a reframing of our mindsets. And that's so very important as we go through our days. There's a whole lot more in here. I really appreciate, Julie, what you talked about. And we've been following each other for a while on Twitter. I've been following you for a while on Twitter. So that was encouraged to see that. Have a great day and take a listen to this podcast. Okay, bye. Last thing for September 14, 2023 here on Fresher at 5. Beautiful day. The sun is on its way up. Sunrise should be at about 6:43 this morning. So that's about half an hour from now. I listened to three questions of educators that inspire on the Innovators Mindset podcast with George Koros. And he has on a special guest who is daughter of a colleague that he knows about, and she has, at the time of the recording in August, teaches in Texas, had only been in the classroom for 3 days, and that is awesome. George, you had on a brand new teacher, and Taylor Tiemann is the guest, and you should listen to this episode, podcast episode, because she brings it. She brings it. She brings the enthusiasm of youth. She brings the excitement of the day, and she brings a relational understanding that's going to take her places. We've been doing it for a while. Many of us have been doing this for a while, and to hear the young teachers with such enthusiasm, let us not push that down. They may, not be as gifted in delivering content that we are, but they've got an enthusiasm and they have a joyfulness and a life in them that we need to foster. I like the quote that you brought, George, or another quote, but you learned from, that your former administrator that was, a teacher that is good at relationships, more than content will outlast a teacher that's good at content and struggles in those relationships. Relationships are key. Relationships are king. And Taylor is on her way to doing that. She said, that she wants kids to know that no matter what happens, that they can always come to her in the building. So that's fantastic. Are you a teacher that kids want to come to in your building? Do you have students just stop by? Because, that's an important thing if they just stop by. It says a lot about you as a person. All right. Awesome. Take a listen. Good job, Taylor. Bye. Hey, PLN, it's Friday, September 15, 2023, out for Fresh Air at 5, a little bit earlier this morning. Woke up and thought, let's go. Well, it's not even 5 o'clock yet, and I'm just rolling home. So I was gone by 4, just before 4, and it feels good to get out. Beautiful morning, quiet morning, stars are up, clear sky, and I am ready to go. In doing so, I listened to a new-to-me podcast. The podcast is titled Embrace the Messy Podcast with Shannon Schnickel. And Shannon is a fellow British Columbian educator. And Shannon and I haven't directly crossed paths, but we have seen each other's work, I believe. And it was great an honor for her to reach out to me and say, Brian, would you consider listening to my podcast? So there was a group of us on Twitter that she asked. And here I am, Shannon, listening to your podcast and awesome, fantastic, The Messy. That's where learning goes on, in the messy. We like it neat and tidy, but are we learning or are we just taking stuff in to spit stuff back out? All right, this morning is on episode 1, I believe. The first episode of your podcast, you have on rock star Trevor McKenzie. As Trevor brings us, his thoughts about inquiry, you guys have a great conversation about what this means, how does it work, and what's going on. And Trevor and I have been friends for many years and ran into each other at a Google Summit at Mulgrave back in 2015 when he was earlier in this work. And here we are today. He's traveling the world, doing amazing things, getting us to ask questions. Trevor's work has impacted my thoughts in my classroom about how I work with my face-to-face students and get them to probe and dig and be curious. Curiosity is such an important part of inquiry and understanding the assessment. Great to hear you talk, Trevor, about your inquiry mindset with assessment book, and I'm interested and I'm going to pick that up because I got to do some work on how to assess this stuff that's so messy. Thanks, Shannon. Thanks, Trevor. Have a fabulous day. Bye. Okay, one more thing. For Friday, September 15th, 2023. You got to take a listen to this new to me podcast, Embrace the Messy with Shannon Schnickel. And you can find it on your podcatcher. And I want to just shout her out because it's fantastic to see podcasts coming out and people sharing their passion for what we do every day. All right, this is wrapping up my week here. Fresh Air at 5, episode 137. And, it's great to finish the week off listening to Trevor McKenzie and Shannon Schnickel talk about inquiry and about the messy that we do. Education is messy. If you're not tired by the end of a day of teaching, did you really put it in? Were you putting it in or re-engaging with your students? And both things can take energy, but the latter is so much more rewarding when we see the light bulbs come on in our students. All right, I had a great week this week, startup week of our Fusion program. So our in-building students came to my school, been working with my online students for the past couple weeks since school started. And here we are at the end of the second week. All right, have a fabulous day. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you on Monday on Fresh Air at 5.
As my one word for 2021 is appreciate, I appreciate you giving me a listen as I've created this podcast experience for you. It's a unique Blinkist or Cold Notes version of the content I take in, like a highlight reel, so that you can hopefully find other interesting podcasts you may not have considered before. I've recorded the specific podcast episodes in the show notes for your learning convenience. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes. And if you enjoy this podcast and its format, share it with someone else. Tweet about your experience or give it a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Fresh Air at 5 can also be found on Voice Ed Radio. Your voice is right here and on the Education Podcast Network, podcast for educators, podcast by educators. I hope you have a fantastic day and get some fresh air before the day is out. And take care of yourself because you're worth it.